Good morning, Chief Justice, distinguished members of the judiciary, government representatives, private sector leaders, colleagues, and friends. It's an honor to be able to participate in this year's theme, Justice as Driver of Growth. This theme captures a fundamental truth. Economic growth depends on confidence. And confidence is built when people and businesses believe that the law will protect them fairly, efficiently, and consistently. Justice is not just an institution. It is an enabler of trust, and where trust exists, investment follows. In every modern economy, the judicial system plays a dual role. It protects rights, and it promotes growth. When businesses know that disputes can be resolved quickly and fairly, they are more willing to trade, to invest, and to innovate. But when justice is slow, uncertain, or inaccessible, business relationships weaken, creativity stalls, and market confidence fades. This is especially true in the area of business-to-business disputes. And today, I'll focus on one critical aspect of that space, copyright and piracy. In Papua New Guinea and across the Pacific, intellectual property is no longer an abstract legal concept. It's becoming the currency of modern business. When we talk about intellectual property, we're talking about the songs our musicians create, the software our developers code, the designs our entrepreneurs build, and the stories our filmmakers tell. These are not side products. They are economic assets. And for many small and medium enterprises, their intellectual property is their business. But here's the challenge. Our IP enforcement framework, from registration to litigation, is still developing. While the laws exist, the effectiveness of enforcement remains uneven. Piracy, counterfeiting, and unauthorized use of creative works continue to rise, particularly in the digital space, where copying, reposting, and replication can happen instantly and across borders. Currently, there are very few case laws in Papua New Guinea dealing with copyright or trademark infringement. Those that do exist often involve large companies or rights holders with the financial means to pursue legal action. For most individual creators or SMEs, taking a case to court is simply unaffordable. The cost, time, and complexity of litigation become barriers that prevent them from seeking justice. As a result, many legitimate rights holders, the small designer, the local musician, the app developer, simply walk away, discouraged and unprotected. This gap creates a dangerous imbalance. It tells those with limited resources that their rights matter less, and it allows infringers to act with relative impunity. Yet these very individuals and SMEs are essential to our economy. They are the innovators, the job creators, and the future exporters of PNG's creative and digital industries. So the question becomes, how do we deliver justice for this class of rights holders? How do we protect their creativity, their work, and their contribution to national growth? Piracy and copyright infringement distort fair competition. Businesses that invest in originality are forced to compete with those who cut corners by copying. This doesn't just affect the rights holders, it affects the entire market. Genuine distributors lose out to fake imports. Consumers are misled by inferior products, governments lose revenue through unrecorded trade, and at the heart of it all, the integrity of the market suffers. So when we speak of justice as the driver of growth, we must recognize that protecting intellectual property is not only a legal issue, it's an economic strategy. This is where our courts play an essential role. A well-resourced, well-trained, and well-prioritized commercial judicial system is the guardian of business confidence. When IP disputes are resolved quickly, fairly, and transparently, it sends a strong message that Papua New Guinea honors contracts, protects innovation, and values fairness in commerce. But when cases take years, or when enforcement is inconsistent, the message is very different. Businesses become hesitant, investors become cautious, innovation becomes risky. Our courts, therefore, are not just arbiters of disputes, they are stewards of economic confidence. What needs to improve? There are three practical areas we can strengthen. Firstly, judicial expertise. Intellectual property law is complex and constantly evolving, especially in a digital world. Our judges and lawyers need continued training and exposure to international developments in IP and commercial law. Judicial specialization through dedicated commercial courts or divisions would improve consistency and speed. Secondly, access to justice for businesses. Many SMEs, which make up over 80% of PNG businesses, find the legal system intimidating, expensive, and slow. We need simpler procedures, lower filing fees, and technology-driven tools that make it easier for small businesses to defend their rights. Thirdly, interagency collaboration. The fight against piracy and counterfeiting requires coordination between the judiciary, the Investment Promotion Authority, customs, police, and the private sector. Once infringing goods or digital assets are identified, action must be decisive. Delays, whether bureaucratic or procedural, send the wrong signal to legitimate creators and investors. In business-to-business disputes, the question is not whether infringement occurred, but how quickly it can be addressed and whether damages or injunctions can restore fairness. When the judicial process supports efficient resolution through mediation, commercial arbitration, or fast-track litigation, both businesses benefit. Disputes are resolved, relationships can sometimes be preserved, and the market remains functional. This approach not only protects rights, it also protects partnerships. Papua New Guinea stands at a unique point in its development journey. We are a resource-rich nation, yes, but we are also a talent-rich nation. Our artists, designers, software developers, and entrepreneurs are building ideas with regional and global potential. To support that growth, we must ensure that their rights are recognized, their creativity rewarded, and their disputes resolved swiftly. Justice, when delivered efficiently and transparently, becomes an economic multiplier. It builds the confidence that every investor, foreign or local, looks for before doing business. Justice is not only about punishing wrongdoing, it's about protecting the future. When we protect intellectual property, we protect creativity. When we resolve disputes fairly, we protect business relationships. And when we strengthen our commercial judicial system, we protect the credibility of Papua New Guinea as a place to do business. If we can make justice not only fair, but fast and predictable, we will have turned our courtrooms into cornerstones of national growth. And that truly is what it means for justice to be the driver of economic growth. Thank you.